You are listening to The Onion Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. Today's episode is sponsored by Subarizr, your complete onion storage. They can be contacted at Subarizr.com. That's Subarizr with a Z.
This is TheOnionPodcast.com, and today we are coming to you live from the NOA Winter Meeting in Maui, Hawaii. And joining us today is Greg Yielding. Greg is the new Executive Vice President of the National Onion Association. Just hired when? Hello, Greg. When did you actually get hired?
Just a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And you are living in Missouri now, right? Well, tell us what you're currently doing or what you were doing.
Yeah, well, currently I'm... work for U.S. Rice Producers Association and work with the Missouri Rice Council and work with the Arkansas Rice Growers Association. So both Missouri Rice Council and Arkansas Rice Growers Association are a part of the U.S. Rice Producers Association, the national association for rice farmers.
So this is really right up your alley, just a different crop.
Exactly.
But doing the same kind of things, representation in Washington or at the legislative level, that kind of thing, right?
So exactly. So I have a lot of experience in politics and in D.C. and advocating for farmers and agriculture, and I want to use that for the onion industry.
What about that political experience? Somebody... Little Bird told me you were from Little Rock.
Yeah, I'm from North Little Rock. Yeah.
North Little Rock.
North Little Rock.
So, of course, you know what question I'm going to come with. And since you're from Little Rock, do you know the Clintons?
Or yes. Yes. Do, yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. So good.
I actually worked in the campaign for one of his gubernatorial campaigns in the state, you know, as a state staff. Yeah.
Right, when he was running for a couple of terms
as
governor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know him personally?
Yes, I know him, yeah.
You could call him and say, hey, we've got a problem.
I don't know.
Your influence.
I don't know if I could call him, but he's a person that if he saw me, he would say, hey, Greg, how you doing? So he would know, but he has that gift to be able to do that.
What are you looking forward to with the onion job? You're going to relocate to Colorado.
Correct.
And so you've been to Colorado before, I'm assuming.
Been to Colorado before, never to Greeley except to go up and interview, and then I, you know, had a couple of days to kind of look around. So I'll be starting at the first of the year.
Okay, great. So you've got a place already lined out, or
no, not
still
yet.
Still looking.
Well, I'll find someplace.
Well, maybe you could stay with Wayne in his basement or something. Okay, so. Tell us something surprising that people might find surprising about yourself.
Well, I've been with U.S. Rice Producers Association, the director of emerging markets and special projects. So I've been all over the world promoting and trying to open up markets for rice. I've been actually since 2005, I've spent over a year of my life in China. Getting that market open, getting the phytosanitary regulations taken care of, doing promotions, doing surveys to see if the Chinese wanted to buy U.S. rice, and then going forward with the phytosanitary agreement. And so now we got a little hiccup with the trade with China, so everything's ready for it to occur, and but now we're at that situation, but that will... You know, that will change, and there'll be U.S. rice into China. So, I've been there. I've been to Egypt. I've been to Korea. I've been to Taiwan. I've been to Kazakhstan. I've been, all over the Middle East.
Just within the last few years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, since working. Yeah.
Okay. So you're well-traveled. You got a lot of miles, airline miles, obviously.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about you personally. Where did you grow up? Was it in Little Rock?
Yeah, in North Little Rock, yeah.
Okay. And you, where did you went to, you went to school there, college?
I went to school, University of Arkansas.
University of Razorback.
Right.
So you're a Razorback fan?
Right.
Okay.
Not too good this year.
not this year, but they've had their moments.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So you've done a lot of exciting things in your travel and in your career, it sounds like. What's left on your bucket list that you'd like to do?
Oh, you know, I don't know exactly what that would be. I mean, I'm going to enjoy living in Colorado and I enjoy hunting and fishing and being in the outdoors. So, and I traveled to Colorado several times doing that. So, you know, I'll enjoy that. So, you know, maybe Alaska, someplace I've never been.
Okay. So, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, I don't know. You know, just...
You can't say a politician. I'm not allowing that.
Well, actually, that's probably what it was. But, you know, just to represent people and to try to help them out. Try to make life better for people and, you know, and let people know the freedoms we enjoy in this country and that sort of thing. Okay.
What would you like to be famous for?
Opening new markets, making whatever industry that I advocate for to be successful and having the farmers be successful, you know, helping feed the people of this country. And, you know, that's food security, and food security is national security, and food is very important. I mean, that's everybody eats three times a day. So, I mean, it's very important to do that. As a friend of mine said, yeah, when he found out that I was going to do this, he says, yeah, well, I know he's always real particular about his onions and what kind he wants. So, you know, it's something you have to do what you believe in and what you like. So you have to do that to be successful.
So I'm going to give you let you have one takeaway here, maybe with your personal mantra or motto. Do you have something that guides you? That?
Well, I think you need to be proactive on stuff. You don't need to just wait till something happens and then go ahead and try to solve it. And you can do that in a lot of ways, but politically, you definitely can do it. I mean, don't wait to have to react to some piece of legislation that you don't like, that's not good for your industry, but try to be proactive and see something coming and then deal with it. And that's what I think you need to do.
Be proactive, reach out to your legislatures. We've talked about this before.
Or on any issue, and it could be it could be a marketing issue, but always be looking for the next place that you're going to be able to sell your crop. And don't get lulled into, oh, everything's okay with our domestic market or even certain export markets. I mean, you always have to be looking for something new and in order to help the farmer.
Very nice. So last thing, tell us personally your situation. Are you married, children?
Yes, I'm married, and I have an 8-year-old, and then I also have a 23-year-old.
We can look forward to meeting your family at
yes.
a future
yes.
events.
Yeah, my wife was here, but she had to go back today. She was here until today, and then she had to go back to get my son, so be ready to go to school.
Okay.
So it takes a little bit longer to get back to Missouri than it does.
Yeah.
Idaho, Washington, even Colorado.
It's bad enough to get to Idaho.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Greg Yielding, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay.
We appreciate getting to know you a little bit, and I'm sure the readers of The Onion, or listeners of TheOnionPodcast.com will also enjoy it.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. Do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.